Live from Glamptown, it's the Joe and Alex Show.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Joe and Alex Show live from Glamptown. And we have to say thank you to our Radio Now 100.9 entourage because they just got my car out of the mud.
Two girls.
Well, yeah. I want to do a big shout out this morning to Megan. And I want to give a shout out also to Hannah. How was it getting my car out of the mud?
It wasn't really all that bad, honestly. I mean, mud was flying everywhere.
You got it in there good, though.
It was real stuck. Yeah, it was pretty stuck, but we got it. We grabbed some help with some people here, so it wasn't too bad.
Did Pat McAfee help get me out of there? Because I see him walking up right now in those badass boots.
No, not at all.
Hey, what's going on, Pat McAfee? Good to see you, brother.
Guys, how's it going? This place is a swamp. This place is a full swamp.
Did you see my antique 2006 Saturn Ion stuck in the mud I tried to drive in today to Glamptown?
You're one of the ones that got towed out of here?
I'm that idiot. Well, no. Yeah. They're like, well, it is. It's the busiest day, so obviously they don't have time to tow me. So our Radio Now entourage girls were nice enough to push me out of the mud.
Yeah, two girls.
Two girls pushed a car, a Scion, out of this swamp?
Yes, for him. Saturn Ion, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Were you in the car, too?
No, I was here just broadcasting, but I got stuck right when we rolled up around 5:30 this morning.
That's some badass stuff, like on a real situation, because we had to push a little car out of a little bit of a mud stuck, and it's not easy.
No,
you got to get dirty. You got to get muddy in there, so you got to respect that.
And you got some bigger guys here. By the way, congratulations, man. You guys are actually moving in, I think, to the same building where we're at now, but congratulations. Is it rebranded now as a Barstool Midwest?
Heartland.
Barstool Heartland.
We did. We went through a couple of different names. We had three names in 8 days. And that's what you really want to do whenever you're launching a business, is have three different names.
Oh, we are very familiar
days.
With that.
Yeah,
Joe wasn't supposed to be only Joe. It was supposed to be a totally different name. Had to change it last minute.
I'm not allowed to say the word big.
So you're going to be Big Joe Show?
You can't say that, Pat.
Why?
You can't.
There's a lot of, what are those words?
Censored?
There was a cease and desist. No,
big, monstrous, large. There's so many words that
we
you could just
large.
Put in there. Large Joe. Joe. The Large Joe Show.
So how long have you guys been out here for Glamptown and the whole Indy 500 weekend?
We got here on Sunday, and we've been in really going hard here for the last 6 days. And I'm telling you, this might be the death of me. This week might be the death of me. Last night on our Live at 9 show, I had 12 beers in 42 minutes.
I was going to say this morning.
Yeah.
Your people cleaning up beers, it looked like all the beers were dumped there this morning.
Yeah, I mean, we're really celebrating freedom. Probably too much freedom out
here. I was
proud
of you, too. I saw on one of your broadcasts because you go live at 9 o'clock. Are you going live tonight?
Yeah, this is going to be the last one. We're supposed to go another night, but I honestly don't think I could survive. So tonight's our last one.
How quickly you can chug a beer.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a party trick of mine from way back. It's gotten me into some trouble, as you probably heard, but I have a good time with it. I don't like shots much, but I'll chug a beer. I usually do a full beer whenever everybody else is doing shots.
Lit.
Normally it's the same. Yeah, it's kind of my life. I mean, it's all coming to a crashing end early. We know that. So we're just going to live it up here until that day happens, you know. How have you guys been doing? You guys been doing good up here? You guys kind of came in.
Yeah, we've been here since yesterday, so we're doing good. We haven't been camping out, though. Have you been hanging out with all the people that kind of came in last night, or have you been doing your own thing, sort of? Because I know you're busy.
We ran in. We had a group of like 8 of them, I think 10 of them afterwards, drinking and partying with us. The Pens had a Game 7. I am a monster Pittsburgh Penguins fan.
Yeah.
The Game 7 was last night. We won in double overtime, so we celebrated that hard, too.
Oh, yeah,
so,
perfect.
Yeah, so we've been having a good time. I went on to another morning show this morning at 7 a.m., so I've roughly had, I'd say, 7 hours of sleep in the last probably 6 days. So
are
we're living
take
hard.
Are you going to take a nap right now, then?
No, I can't. They want me to go be a yellow shirt. I got to go act like I'm a yellow shirt security person here.
Oh, that's
really?
Awesome.
In like 20 minutes. Yeah. Well,
are you going to try to mess with people?
The yellow shirts do mess with people. That like wouldn't be out of the ordinary. If you were like completely nice to somebody, that might be out of ordinary for a yellow shirt.
This morning, we were messing with the glampers and telling them that, did you know that this is an ancient Indian burial ground and it's haunted right here under Glamptown and all this stuff?
How did it work out? Did people believe you?
Two girls did. I think the guys were a little suspicious.
We saw your video on the internet. You said, is Glamptown haunted? We watched that last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we were trying to figure out who was doing this show. And we all believed it. You could have told me that with a straight face there. I would have believed it. I would have been just like everybody
else.
Dang it,
we should have pranked him.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have told him what we had done earlier. We should have just done this spiel.
I have a haunted basement.
Did you hear? What's wrong with your basement?
My house is haunted. So, like,
where? What area of town do you live?
I live on up in Lawrence. I live in Lawrence.
Okay.
Indiana, up there, I'm not near Geist, but Geist is the most near thing. Yeah, I'm not there yet. I retired. Probably no days. I'll probably never get there. But yeah, my house is haunted. Lights just come on and off. So if you would have told me this is haunted, I would just, another day at the office.
You would have thought the ghost followed you here.
But my friend that works with me, his name's @TacticalDigs right down there. He's the bearded one with the tank top and the cutoff jorts there. And
Does he?
He lives a rough life too. He's very scared of ghosts. That guy.
Tell from here. Is he? You don't have to disclose if you don't want to. But is he in a relationship? Is he married?
Good Lord, Joe.
No, he's single.
Alex has been looking.
Why'd you have to say that?
Well, you have Pat McAfee here. If anybody else,
he's a big Italian. He's a big Italian man from Pittsburgh.
Wait, so if he's really scared of ghosts, did he watch that video yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely.
We should call him up here, and then you should help us disclose. So they told us what the haunted story was, and then see if he believes it.
What is the haunted story?
That this is all on top of an ancient Indian burial ground.
He would be all in. I mean, I'm telling you, he cried in my house whenever there was the light just turned off and he had a full panic attack. Literally had to take his Xanax because he thought he was going to get abducted.
Alex took his Xanax one morning. She was stressed out before our show. And
no, I took two by accident.
Which, what are you, like
during
100
pounds?
The show. Yeah, that was a terrible, terrible show.
Not a great idea. I bet you it was a good show. I bet you, for us, we've been learning. The worse it gets, the better.
She was laughing and crying the whole time we're doing our thing. I'm like, I thought she was having her period. I didn't know what was happening.
A little bit of a roller coaster there.
Yeah. But it's
up
always a roller coaster with me.
Ebbs and flows. Well, same with Diggs, so maybe you two would be a nice match.
Meant
it's
to
always
be.
A roller coaster
Soulmates.
With him, too.
Well, dude,
I think he maybe date. No, I don't think he is. No. I have no idea.
Dude, I feel like we could talk to you all day, but I don't want to hold you up. I really appreciate you taking the time to stop by here on the Joe and Alex Show. And congratulations on Barstool Heartland and everything. And we're really happy for you, man. We appreciate it.
This tent you're on doesn't have your guys' Twitter accounts on it.
No,
it
dude.
Has
I
our
think
radio
we're,
station
we're on,
Twitter.
We're balling on a budget right now. You got any side cash?
No, I spent it all on these fifth wheelers, this damn RV.
Are those, real quick, are those like the motorized things, the beer, the coolers? What are those?
Yeah, those are motorized coolers. They go 15 miles an hour.
Is there a weight limit?
There's a couple ponies. You know what? Yeah, there's no weight limit. I think it's a pretty sturdy thing, but the weight definitely affects it. We have a 130-pounder over there. It looks like Rachel Maddow, and he goes a lot faster than
I'm just under four bills, so if I don't break it, I'd like to try. I already broke
have
one of my
chairs. Have you ever been 400 pounds?
I was 407 at my highest. I've lost weight and I gained it. I lost like 100 pounds 2 years ago, and I got married and put it all back on.
Love. Love will do that. Happily ever after. I mean, that's just the way it works. 407?
407 was my highest.
I don't think I've ever met a 400-pounder.
Well, dude, nice to meet you, Pat.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Can I be your 407-pound buddy?
Hey, man, come
he's
on.
He's excited to meet a 400-pounder like you're in a circus.
Wait, you never knew any linemen when you played football?
400 pounds? I don't think so. 400's a... you're not... Like, you're a stout man.
What would you have guessed? Like, three?
Yeah.
Three, yeah. I think I carried my weight. I'm a little chesty. I'm like a senior.
You're barely. You're very barely.
I am. So, well, yeah. Hopefully I'll be losing some weight, man. I'd love to chug a beer with you after this if you got any left because we didn't bring any. But, dude, thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, you should come drink, man. Come have a good time. We're happy that we get to share space with you guys. You guys are killing it. I think your radio station should put your Twitter handle on here, though.
Are you guys listening?
You guys, I think
Dion,
they should do
anybody
it.
Else?
I think they should put your Twitter handle on.
If people want to check out Barstool Heartland, like, how can people follow you, your Twitter,
don't.
All that stuff? All right,
yeah,
don't
just
do it.
Don't. It's not worth it.
Don't.
All right, you heard
it's
here.
Not worth it. Thank you guys so
all right,
much.
Thank you, Pat McAfee. Thank
have
you so
a great
much,
one.
Brother.
Nice to
take
meet
care.
You.
It's the Joe and Alex Show broadcasting live from Glamtown with Radio Now.